G'day, I'm Trent. This is me donga. Not a great deal to it. Got small bed on one side, TV on the other, little fridge, perfect amount for beer. Then through to my ensuite. We have a just a small toilet, shower, and with a little curtain. Not really a fan of the curtain. I'd prefer the glass shower door, but it's all good. And that's about it for the bathroom.
So what do you do here, Trent?
In the Donga?
In the Pilbara.
Oh, in the Pilbara. Industrial services, vacuum work and water blasting.
And you're fly in, fly out?
Yes, fly in, fly out. Roster's meant to be 4 and 1. So 4 weeks on, 1 week off. If I can fly back to Melbourne.
And what's it like living in the Donga? I notice that all these ones are sort of in a circle, opening out into a bit of a courtyard with a telly. And a mister, is it a pretty social place to be?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Most of the blokes, you know, we all get on pretty well and all have a beer after work and watch a bit of TV and the news and stuff like that. And and then go down and have some dinner or whatever we've got to do and kick back and watch a bit of TV in your room. So it's pretty cruisy. It's not too, you know, too bad.
This place is pretty little though. Do you find it hard to live in such a small space for long periods at a time?
Yeah, a lot of the time we're out working and stuff like that, so you don't spend a lot of the time actually in the Donga. So it's pretty more just for sleeping and, you know, by the time you get home from work, have dinner and all that, go to bed, get up and go to work and do it all again. So it's not too bad.
Would you prefer to live in a house rather than a Donga?
Yeah, I'd much prefer to be in a house. Yeah, much prefer a house where you've got sort of a lounge room and things like that where you can kick back in other areas rather than just in your Donga all the time.
And is the reason that you're not living in a house because it is so expensive to rent?
Yeah, just the accommodation we're provided is Dongas. So personally, I'm not going to go buy rent or pay for rent when I've got accommodation and everything provided for me here, so.
Do you know if many blokes like you do choose to live in houses and pay that rent rather than the Donga?
There's a couple. We've got a few locals that work here and stuff like that. And then some of them say it'd be better being fly in, fly out, and others say they'd much prefer to be local. So it's six of one, half a dozen another away a lot of the time, I guess. So.
And when you're not working, what do you do to get out of the Donga? What sort of things do you do so you're not in this little room all the time?
When you get a chance to go out, I've got my girlfriend up here, so that's pretty good for me. I spend a lot of time there as well, so it's not too bad. Yeah, I do a lot of fishing, four-wheel driving, stuff like that. Keep busy doing that kind of stuff. Today we'll probably go out fishing this afternoon if the weather stays nice.
Yeah. Would you like to live in a house, mate? I mean, you know, Minister for Regional Development Brendan Grills is saying they're going to try and develop more housing that's a little bit cheaper. Would you move into town if that happened?
Yeah, well, 15 grand a week, as you said, so, you know, or a month, whatever it is, it's a lot of money. But if it was a lot cheaper, well, yeah, I just would rather not be spending more money than what I'm spending now, so if I can get free accommodation, that'd be really good.
And what are some of the things you don't like about living in Dongas? What are some of the things that you reckon need to change?
Gym, not so big of rooms, but maybe there's more facilities around the camp and stuff like that would be really good. An area you can go into without having to be in your Donga. Another inside area, maybe.
And how many guys are in this particular camp? How many Dongas?
There's 10 of us.
I've heard that a lot of other blokes in other camps have the problem with motelling, which is where they have to come back to a new Donga every time they fly back. Do you have that problem here?
No, we stay in the same Dongas all the time, which is good, so you can sort of set it up a bit more to be your own. Speak to a few guys out on sites and that do motelling, and they hate it. It'd be a pain, really, having to change rooms every single 4 weeks. You know, every time you come back, you don't know where you're going to be.
And you mentioned it's a pretty social place to be, but, you know, just down the road at one of the other camps, a bloke, you know, died before Christmas and wasn't found for quite a while. I mean, is there also that sense of real isolation out here as well, or do you tend to look out for each other?
Not out here. We all get along pretty well and look out for each other and get along, and, you know, you notice if someone's down or something like that, so you bring them back up and have them a beer or take them out and maybe do something apart from being around the camp, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's pretty good morale around here.